This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, February 14th. Well, wheat markets yesterday were fairly choppy. We started out in the night session fairly quiet, but then right before the break, we had a bit of a rally, but that got eliminated right after the break in the opening of the day session. After that, it started working its way higher until we saw a little spate of selling right into the close. But Minneapolis was the leader throughout the session, higher yesterday. Kansas City continuing to lose against Chicago at least a bit. So that spread continues to widen out. Now, there is concern in soft red country about those ending stocks being tighter than expected, and some winter kill issues that are starting to be talked about from this latest cold snap over the last couple weeks. Now, that said, there's another cold snap coming down into the Central Plains over the next couple weeks, which is supposed to get to zero-ish, even below in the Central Plains, where there's very little, if any, snow cover. So there is some legitimate concern about some winter kill starting to show up there. And keeping in mind that even though planted acres were lower than expected in hard red country and soft red, many of those acres got in late. And that's why, one of the reasons why acres were down in the first place is because it was so wet we couldn't get in the field. And many acres were planted late. So they were not well established headed into the winter. So you got no snow cover, you got at least the second cold snap bearing down on the Central Plains, where you've had very little protection for the wheat. So we'll see where that takes us, and of course we're not going to really know what kind of damage it was until we break dormancy, which at this point is about a month away in the Central Plains. We're just starting to do that in the far Southern Plains. So the growing season is getting rolling. Southern Plains has been a fairly dry winter for them, especially in the western plains, in the panhandles. But it, at this point, appears that they should have enough moisture, at least carry over from the fall, to get them off to a pretty good start. And then after that, it's just working our way through the calendar and seeing what Mother Nature serves up and seeing what kind of condition this wheat is in as it breaks dormancy. We've got, of course, the Chinese-U.S. trade negotiations going on. There's been a great deal of talk about China having bought some U.S. wheat and corn. We don't have evidence of that, but we're hearing the chatter, at least, and we're seeing basis levels continue to hold firm, especially in the Gulf and the PNW. Now, weather across the Northern Plains has been brutal, and the PNW in particular has had an inordinate amount of snow dumped on it, along with the cold, bitter cold across the Northern Plains. So, you know, rail traffic is pretty much halted across there, whether it's for, you know, just for grains or people or whoever. It's just been shut down. And to the south, into the Gulf, flooding rivers are slowing down barge traffic there. So it's probably going to knock us out of the export market, at least temporarily, as our transportation costs either skyrocket or we just can't move it at all. And that's going to push up export offers, I would think, at least in the short term. But that will eventually be alleviated, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen very soon, as across the northern tier, at least, it looks like those conditions are going to stick around for, you know, a couple weeks. Southern area, the rains have finally stopped, at least in the southern part of the Midwest. We're still seeing very heavy rains across the northern Delta area that could continue to slow down barge traffic into the Gulf. So weather is, it's been, you know, it started out, the winter started out very easy. We had a, you know, very warm, easy December, and then we just got slammed once January rolled around, and that has stretched into February as well. And looks like it's going to stick around until about the end of February. Now, we got export sales out this morning. Pretty disappointing numbers for the grain complex in general. But wheat was only 141,000 tons, and that's of January 3rd. So that was even below the low end of the range of estimates from 200 to 500,000. So we weren't looking for big numbers, and we sure didn't get them. Hard red winter wheat made up 26,000 tons, soft red 40,000, spring wheat 13,000. Soft white was the leader there at 52,000. Corn was only slightly better, 460,000 tons. That was still below the low end of the range of estimates from 500,000 to a million. And soybeans also below the low end at 488,000. That was the range of estimates was 550 to a million. So not a lot you can hang your hat on there. Markets were weaker headed into this report here this morning, and saw a little bit more selling show up. We're down about 4 in Kansas City, Minneapolis down 1, Chicago's down 6. So at least we can look at the market today and say Kansas City at least is gaining about a penny or two against Chicago, which has kind of been the other way, the other opposite story for the last couple weeks now, it seems like. So we'll see if we can get any traction there. Weather should be supportive to Kansas City. Obviously, the demand picture took a back seat here. This again was just ending in the into those first couple days of January. Next Friday, because of the Monday holiday, next Friday we will get the catch up of all the export sales numbers. So we're going to have about 4 to 5 weeks worth of export sales numbers all in one report next Friday. Well, that should be fun. We'll try to sift our way through that, but at least we'll be caught up, and we won't have to worry about what week we're talking about anymore. But with the wheat complex in general, we're watching world prices kind of back off a little bit here, down 1 to 2 in the Black Sea region. Here in the U.S., of course, we've backed off as the market is kind of deflated. We're trying to get some traction here. So far, we're holding into those major support levels in Kansas City, but we're certainly not having much luck bouncing off of them. We're just kind of hovering. It's the spring wheat market that's showing some more certain signs of some upward momentum. We managed to get above the minor trading range yesterday, although we closed right at that high of the trading range. So that would suggest we're probably going to get sucked back into the trading range. But at least you're in the upward end of that and making attempts to break out of it. You haven't seen that in Chicago, where we're chopping around in a broader trading range, and in Kansas City, where you're just hovering at the low end of your trading range. So this is, obviously disappointing action, considering that we are seeing an uptick in world demand come to the U.S. We've seen Black Sea prices ratchet higher. Russian prices are at all-time highs domestically, and yet the U.S. market just can't seem to get off the mat here. There's been quite a bit of chatter about how the new crop is going to be there in time to shore up any, supply needs. And so far, you're looking at a big crop coming out of Russia. They've got the plantings up a little bit. They've had an easy fall and winter, so at least they're going to be set up to start the spring in good condition. Here in the U.S., that's not really so much the case, even, but our problem is we got a billion bushel carryout, and that's a real drag on the market. You could have a pretty big disaster going on in the Central Plains, and it would be a bullish formation to the market, but it wouldn't be like a skyrocketing type of market because, again, you got a billion bushel carryout. If you get below about 600 million bushels, then you'd start thinking about tight stocks, but that's a huge drop in production to get to that point. So we'll see, but we'll just go from there. Australia has had two disasters in a row. They're going to be starting their planting season here in a couple months, and they're looking at another disaster. I mean, it's early to really presume that that's going to happen, but the drought has not released its grip on that country, and it's pretty much from west to east. It's focused primarily in the east, in the New South Wales area and the Queensland, which is major wheat producing country, along with many other crops and a lot of cattle. But there, it doesn't seem that weather pattern doesn't seem to want to change very bad. So we'll see where that takes us. But if Australia comes in again with another short crop, that just adds fuel to this fire. And the thing was, for 2018, world production dropped significantly. You had a lot of carryover coming into this year, especially from Russia, and they really managed to kind of shore up the exports from the previous record crop year, and then this year kind of came on strong late in the production season with good yields. So, they've managed to be a major presence in the export market up until recently. They've still got about 10 million tons, which is about a third, little less than a third of what they had projected to export. So that's probably going to pick up as we get into April, May, June. They'll probably get back into the export market at that point. And at that point, we're going to be knowing what their crop looks like, what our crop looks like. So we'll be well into the new crop year by that time. So in the meantime, I would think support levels will hold. Again, Kansas City just hovering down there. The other two markets seem to want to kind of pull back as well, at least for the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.